Schiff, no racist appeal too much, no political dirty trick beyond the pale for Trump. By Pam Key on August 13, 2020. Wednesday on MSNBC, House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, accused President Donald Trump of having descended to a low where there was no tactic beneath him. No bigotry too great, no racist appeal too much, no political dirty trick beyond the pale. Guest host Holly Velshi said, "A lot of people just don't like Donald Trump. They forget the impeachment was about a dirty election trick. A dirty election trick is something you and I talked about I think a week ago with the intelligence that you have had that you like Americans to find out about, but you can't right now. This is another one. If he's helping Kanye West to run with the aim of defeating Joe Biden, falls into the same basket." Schiff said, "Well, it does. It falls into the basket of a president of the United States who will break any law, rule, abuse of power of his office, who will cheat, and no strategy is beneath him. You know, this idea of recruiting a third-party candidate that you hope will siphon votes from your opponent. It is an old ploy, but it is among the dirtiest of the dirty tricks. You never wanted to be associated with it. But here it is all out in the open. The president's son-in-law dispatched to meet with Kanye. They're not even hiding it. You know, Barbara Boxer, who was just wonderful on your show, talked about the dog whistle in terms of the suburban households. It is not even a dog whistle anymore. It is a whistle that everybody can hear." Schiff added, "This is where the president has descended to low. No tactic beneath him, no bigotry too great. No racist appeal too much, no political dirty trick beyond the pale. And the terrible thing is the Republicans in the Congress won't say a word. They are watching their party destroyed. They're watching the ethics of the party leader just tear their party asunder. And they don't have the guts to do anything or say anything about it. That's what enables this." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.